Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Deputies Nolan Burke and Nathan Schmucker of the Washington County Sheriff's Office about the department getting two canine units and an upcoming fundraiser tonight.
The Washington County Sheriff's Department is going to be getting two canine units. Can you tell us what is being done to help fund this project?
The Washington County Sheriff's Office fundraising is all done by donations. To date, the community has really supported the program with generous donations. So far, we are also applying for the Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant for the spring, and that is underway, and we look forward to putting that in before the end of the month. We actually have a fundraiser coming on Tuesday at Unkin Neff's starting at 5 p.m. With that fundraiser, 10% of all the proceeds of all the profits will go to the Sheriff's Office Canine Fund.
And if people want to make a private donation but can't make it to the fundraiser, what should they do?
They can reach out to us and send a donation in the mail to the Sheriff's Office. They can call in and a deputy will come to their house and pick it up, or their business and pick it up for them. Monetary donations as well as other things. Kennels, any equipment, stuff like that. If they want to make a specific donation, would be accepted as well.
So there are quite a few ways people can help out with this.
Correct.
And then can you tell us how having the canine units will help the department and the county as a whole?
Having two canine teams will help the department, the county as a whole, mainly for coverage and response time. Typically, when there's a situation where the canine is needed or utilized, time is critical, whether it's a small child that's wandered off from home and we need to go try to find it, every minute counts, or if it's a traffic stop in need of a canine to search for stuff, the courts have deemed that we need to have the dog there and get the stop over with within a certain amount of time or it's going to be unreasonable. As of now, we're waiting on other counties or the city of Washington to assist us with their canines, and if they're unavailable, sometimes we just don't have a dog to use at all.
And then how were you selected for this?
As the application process, the sheriff put out to all the patrol deputies that were actually interested in the position. With that position, it was one that we were told not to take lightly. It is one that does require quite a bit of commitment, and it's years of commitment. It's not just something you'll do 6 months and you're done. It's the life of your dog, which could be 8 to 10 years. With that, you're also going to look at a lot of impact on your own family time.
So while you were making the decision, did you have to sit down and talk to your family?
Yeah, my wife actually wrote a letter, saying that, we've done this and we've talked about how it's going to impact our family and our dynamics at home as well. And she's pretty understanding of, this is your career and this is a choice, and she supported me 100% on it. So.
And is your family excited to have this underway?
Definitely. We're both looking forward to this, the extra duties in the job and the extra process of this and the training it's going to bring for us and the benefits it's going to bring to our families and the sheriff's office.
And can you tell us a little bit about the training that's required both for you and for the dogs?
The initial training's 5 weeks. The kennel we've chosen is called Mid-Michigan Kennels. It's in Eaton Rapids, Michigan. We go up there and are trained to work with our dog and read the dog, and everything that we're going to interact and use that dog for will be trained while we're up there. After that, 16 hours required monthly training that each of us will undergo to keep the dog up to date on everything and polished and sharp.
And is this for multiple areas that it can help the Sheriff's Department? It's not necessarily just for narcotics. Is it also for search and rescue?
That's correct. Not only will it be used for narcotics on traffic stops or search warrants, it'll also be, like Deputy Burke said earlier, it's going to be used for, that child that walks away from the home, or, the missing elderly, or someone who just walked off and we can't help find them. So.
And in closing, can you remind folks about the fundraiser that's being held this week?
Yes. Tuesday, March 10th at Unkin Neff's in Washington. 10% of all proceeds after 5 p.m. will go to the Sheriff's Office Fund. Deputy Schmucker and I will actually have a small booth in the corner with some informational pamphlets to hand out and be willing to answer any questions that anybody has.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Deputies Nolan Burke and Nathan Schmucker of the Washington County Sheriff's Office, speaking about the canine units and a fundraiser tonight. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.